be filled with your grace. Sing it all day long. Let my mouth be filled with your grace. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let my mouth be filled with your grace. Sing it all day long. I'm singing all day long.
Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. But it says, look, whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. This year, God's going to show you what you're like. That's why we're not playing games. We're going to show you what you're like. The light's on. No, you said this, but this is what you did. Amen. God is going to show you what you are like this year. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? He is like a man which built his house and dig deep. These are the people that I believe that are sitting in the Word of God. Amen. You got this year coming. This new year is coming. And you're building the foundation of your year. You're building the foundation for what? How many of you got some stuff that you trying to build a framework for some type of structure? What kind of year you want to have? You got vision for this year? I mean, you got any vision for this year? You're just gonna let it drift on by. Amen. Well, look, if you got vision for this year, you need to come and hear the word and build a structure for your vision. Amen. Somebody say, why are you sitting up at church? Because you enjoy it? No, we don't. Yeah, we enjoy church. We enjoy church, but we mean business. I'm extremely serious about hearing God because I got to live this year. And I live, like Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Isn't that good? Yes. How many of you want to have a life this year? Amen. How many of you want to have a life in the year 2000 and the new millennium? You want to have a life. Well, guess what? You're not going to live by bread alone. You're not going to be able to live by your job. There are a lot of people with jobs that don't got a life. And there are so many people that are miserable, say, I don't have a life. I'm so miserable. I got to do more. And they turn into workaholics because they think that they can live by bread alone. If you're not holding God into the picture for the new year, if God's not a part of it, you're not going to have a life. Because man does not live by bread alone, but by every word. Not the words you catch when you feel like coming to church. Uh-oh. Say every word. Not just when you happen to stumble by TBN. Say every word. That means you got to be in season and out of season hearing the word. Because God says, look, you're going to live by every word. See, there are many people that miss words, miss season, miss what God is saying, miss what God is doing, and then they expect to have a life when they miss so much. But God says that you'll live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, amen.
So if you're hearing the word of God and you've been sitting up there, I don't care, and you've been sitting under the word, you know when it's a good word. If it lines up with the scripture, you know when it's a good word. If you were sitting up under the word, you should rejoice right now and say, look, I'm going to live this year. Woo-hoo. Boy, am I going to live this year. It's going to be a good one. Amen. Man shall not live. It's not good to live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Now listen. Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will show to you who he is like. He is like a man which built his house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. Woo, how many of you want stability this year? The word is stability. I mean, things are so unstable. You can't depend on people and trust people. People are unstable. You cannot handle it in your flesh. The devil is out there. You can't control things in and of yourself. Why don't you get yourself a foundation? People expect me to walk with them. No, I'm not going to walk on your sidewalk. You don't have a foundation. You better build yourself a solid foundation before you start to walk out something. There are several things you don't need to get into until you build yourself a solid biblical foundation about where you're going, what you're doing, and what's up. Amen?
Yeah.
But they are like people that have laid a foundation, and that's what you're doing, on a rock.
And when the flood arose, somebody say, when the flood arose. People, there's some floods coming. You are out of your mind if you think ain't no water going to come, ain't no flood going to come. The devil's not going to try to test you and tempt you. The flood is coming. He going to do his job. And he going to be here longer than you are. So you can expect him to keep coming and to keep coming and to keep coming. You can't say, you can't wish him away. But when the flood came, the streams beat vehemently upon the house and couldn't shake it. And couldn't shake it. And couldn't shake it. I'm so tired of seeing Christians and believers falling apart. But God wants to set you up in this year 2000 to where you can't be shaken. Stable. Not moved by what I see, hear, or feel. Amen. But stable. How many want stability in the year 2000? You want to have a peace of mind. Salvation, the full gospel says salvation is one. Stability and peace of mind. Wholeness. Not just a ticket to heaven. I want to go to heaven. But where Jesus is, it's heaven.
Amen. Amen.
You better grab a hold of the peace that he gives you. The Bible says, how shall we escape from neglect so great a salvation? That means it's bigger than what you think it is. Amen. You can fall apart this year if you want to. Come and help me hold my house together. Quick, everybody get some sandbags for me. Help me with my sandbags. The river's coming. The river's coming here, and you're always sandbagging it, amen. And everybody else got to leave their stuff to get to your stuff because you won't build a foundation. I'm going to tell you straight up, you better be prepared. You can expect the devil to be the devil and God to be God, amen. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. You can expect many. But the Lord delivers them out of them all. Wouldn't you rather be prepared? But you got to be prepared God's way. Then we had that Y2K message. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Well, are you ready? For your adversary, the devil, goeth about like a roaring lion, seeking whom may devour. Put on. Not when he comes. It said, put it on now. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to do what? Withstand. You better hear the word and get yourself a solid foundation. So when sickness comes your way, you say, no, devil. No, I got a foundation there. Amen. It's hard to build a foundation in the midst of a storm. I mean, you ain't going to call no truck and have them come pouring your slab and there's a hurricane or storm up there and you're trying to lay a slab. I mean, that's what gets me to people. They wait until the middle of the storm and to start building a solid foundation. Those are the ones when times get rough, then you see them every Sunday. Storm builders. Let me tell you what. God will deliver you. But your house is going to be swept away. Aren't you tired of seeing your visions and your dreams swept away? And you wonder, why am I always starting over and over and over and over and over again? You're a storm builder. And the flood arose and the streams beat upon it and could not shake it, for it was founded upon the rock. Well, God's doing something special for you right now. He's giving you solid, wonderful words. Wonderful foundation words in your business. And you say, why is he talking about this business stuff? I don't even have employees yet. No, you're laying a foundation because you're getting them.
Hallelujah.
I don't need that. No, it's a foundation because you will need it. He speaks to you and teaches you before your stuff comes. He will tell you. He says, will I not do anything and not tell you?
Amen.
Use it. How many are glad you're getting a solid foundation? God told us that we need to love. He told us what God hates and what God loves and what God appreciates. That's foundational stuff. Amen. Love one another. Amen. Love one another. Now, you know what? When you're ready to knock somebody in the mouth, you can't lay a foundation of love when you're ready to punch somebody out. How many of you realize that? That's not the best time to try to learn love. God knows what's coming. God knows what's coming. He's a master builder, and he's got a time frame. I used to work for a builder, and everything had a time frame. When he was laying this, when he was putting down the slab, there was a time frame for the slab. There's a time frame for the plumbing. Amen. And people see them laying plumbing pipes, and there's no house. And they go, what is he laying plumbing pipes for? I don't got to go to the bathroom now. So many people just say, well, forget that. Well, they take all the plumbing out. See, it's the word of God. You got to sit up under the word and build that house. How many are you glad you're building?
Amen.
Upon a rock. But he that heareth the word. Somebody say heareth.
Heareth.
This is something that some people need to get. This is the thing that frustrates you. Because you get some people that will sit up and look at you in the face every Sunday. Hear it. Look at you every Sunday. Just hear. But it says, he that heareth the word and doeth it not. Uh-oh. See, you can hear all you want to hear, but until you start to do what you hear, it ain't going to do you no good.
Amen.
This is the person that heard it, but they didn't do anything they heard. It's like the man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, and against which the streams did beat, and immediately it fell, and the roaring of the house was great. I mean, how many of you have been through some situations where you looked at the house and said, boy, the ruin of the house was great. Woo-hoo-hoo. There were many things that I had going. Amen. The ruin of the house was great. Pretty house. Might even been the will of God for me to have that. Might even be the will of God for you to have a house. I'm talking figuratively. Amen. But you didn't build a proper biblical foundation. And the thing fell apart.
Amen.
And you've got to learn how to build, how to sit up under the word. How many of you got time to hear the word? Amen. So what do you do when you're sitting up under the word? What do you do when you're sitting up under the word? Don't worry about it. Just sit up under it. Keep building. Keep building. Keep building. And God will bless you. Skip on down to the story where the centurion came to Jesus. How many are glad you're going to grow up in the Word, your dependency upon the Word of God? There's power in the Word. There's power in the Word, and the Word is going to work for you this year like you could. You've never worked it before. Say, I'm working the Word. And see, many people take that scripture to mean they built their house upon the rock, when we know that Jesus is the rock, and you got to build everything on Christ. Whatever's not built in Christ will fail. Well, you're not building in Christ unless you're putting in the Word. He is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Amen. Now, when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum, and a certain centurion's servant who was dear unto him was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he went unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching them that they would come and heal his servants. And when they came to Jerusalem, they sought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this, for he loved our nation, and he hath built a synagogue. Then Jesus went with them, and when he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou should enter into my roof. Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto you, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. For a man sent under authority, having under me soldiers, and I say unto one, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him. and turned him around and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in all Israel. And they that were sent returning to the house found the servant whole, that he had been sick. And it came to pass after that day that he went into Capernaum. Well, he healed the man. See, many people are waiting for supernatural manifestations, for God to move on their circumstances or their situation in areas of healing, deliverance. They're waiting for some big revival to come to town and that huge anointing to come and make everything perfect and right. Show up. We just want to hit. It's got to be this way. We're waiting. But this man's face says, look, I don't need a big revival. I don't need a special meeting. I don't need Rodney Harold Brown nor Oral Roberts, thank God for him, nor Benny Hinn. Say the word only, and I will be healed. I believe there are circumstances and situations and things that you don't want to carry into the new year. Things that you don't want to have to deal with. Amen? His word alone, just the teaching of the word of God. You can receive just teaching in the word and apply that teaching. Amen. And God will fix that circumstance and that situation. And you're sitting up here waiting for something to happen. When's it going to come together? When's it going to happen? When's it going to manifest? When's the angel going to drop out of the sky and fix this thing? See? When? How many got some situations where you need God to move? Only speak the word. And many times, people come that week, come later that week to talk about a situation. And I said, man, I could have taken the word and applied the word. Just the word that was talked about on Sunday or Friday night. You could apply that word to your situation. He had already spoke the word, and you would have been healed. Let me tell you something supernatural that I really believe. In anything that you're dealing with, in any circumstance you're dealing with, you hear the Spirit of God, you come with the right mindset and with the right heart, and you come hungry and with faith, saying that, look, just one word can change my life. Only speak the word, and I shall be healed. And you listen. And you listen and say, what is said tonight, or what's going on tonight? What's said tonight? What's been said all week long that's already healed my circumstance, my situation? So you got to learn how to bring about what you want from God. See, many people want to be like the man beside the pool of Bethesda. We got pool of Bethesda people. Well, you're going to be sitting beside Bethesda for a real long time. For a real long time. There are some situations and some circumstances, you know what? You'll be sitting in that stuff forever if you had to. Wait me, son, for that big thing to happen. When in the power of the word says it's already happened. And all you got to do is apply that word, and the word will work every time. There may never come a tangible anointing to your circumstance and to your situation. God has not promised that some tangible anointing has got to come to the room to cast out your devil or to heal your ailment. Those things are as the Lord wills, always. Did you know that? Amen. Supernatural anointings are always and only as God's will. We don't do that when we feel like it. Guess what? But his word will heal every time. Every time the word will work. And there are many people that have missed their miracles. Why? Because they didn't figure out where the power was. Signs and wonders follow the word of God. That means that the word of God has precedence over those things. What does that mean? That God's already working on your situation. And you got to learn to honor the word. Honor the word. You hear me? You got to learn to honor the word and reverence the word like an anointing from your biggest faith. I guess if you got some big faith superstar, you've got to learn to honor the word like that and work that. People say, oh, if Benny Hinn could just lay his hands on me. If Benny Hinn could just lay his hands on me, and there's nothing wrong with Benny Hinn. If they could dig Catherine Coleman up and raise her from the dead and she could just pray, everything would be great. And God's saying, if they would only lay the word on their situation. Sick the word on the situation. Don't just be, and what I mean by when I say sick the word on the situation, that means come to church, hear the word, and do the word. And when you do the word, that means you apply the word to your circumstances. Guess what? That situation is going to change. How are you going to start to apply the word? Don't just be hearers this year. There are a lot of people that just listen, listen, listen. It's not enough to listen. That is not enough. That there are a whole lot of people that are listening, but very little people that are doing. Judas heard the same thing that the disciples heard, that the other disciples heard. But he didn't do what he heard. Uh-oh. What does that mean? Jesus said, look, I'm going to separate the sheep from the goats in the last days. That means that you can have different kinds of people up there sitting, everybody listening, but only some of them doing. And he said, look, how did he know one were sheep and one were goats? He said, because this one did this. Don't expect God to move if you're not willing to do the word. If you don't work the word, God's not going to work his power, for there's power in the word of God. Even those things that we expect God to do, he said, in my name they shall cast out devils and raise the dead and heal the sick. And I sense in my spirit right now, there's some spiritually lazy people. Whining, complaining, and crying, moaning, and groaning. Sitting beside the pool, waiting for somebody to push them in or to pick them up. Jesus went to that man and said, get up. I have no man. I ain't got nobody. Jesus said, my grace is sufficient for you. And there's enough word taught, and there's enough spiritual example, amen, for you to work your situation over. So, how many of you are laying a foundation of the word of God, and you're not just going to listen to the word, but you're going to do the word? You're going to be a doer of the word, in Jesus' name. We bless your holy name.
Bless you, Jesus. You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in the Woodlands, Texas.